Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We left off at Amar Lecha Rav on Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page. I want to thank Michal Gewurz and Rabbi Wechseldam for giving the shir in the past couple of days in my absence. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, as well as by Yechiel Weberman in memory, Rabbi Yechiel Weberman in memory of his father, Shmuel Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Pinchas Aaron. Allah Shalom's yard site was Monday. He's in the Shamash Shabbat Aliyah, and also by Myra and Alan McGilner in commemoration of the third yard site of their grandson, Yisrael Eliezer ben Yeshua Pesach McGilner, Zichrono Levracha. In his short life, he inspired so many. His neshama should have an Aliyah, and is also sponsored by Naomi and Johnny Dixon of London in honor of their son Yishai's Gius into the IDF. Hashem should protect him, and he should protect all of us. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is we're continuing the discussion of the Matnas Kuhn, and we're going to discuss whether Leviim are Chayiv. Well, we've already been discussing whether Leviim are Chayiv Matanos. We'll finish up that discussion. Then we'll talk about, can you give the Matanos to a Kohenes, to a female Kohen, and what a number of the Amoraim did. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Matanos apply to a Koi, to an animal that is half Chaya and half Behema, because we know that a Chaya is Pater, but what if it's half Chaya? The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to give us a variety of cases where one is exempt from Matanos. The Gemara is going to discuss the exemption of a Kohen from Matanos, where we know that from, and what the circumstances are, and are there other factors to take into account in terms of Dinim Derabbanan and the like. Then we're going to have a whole bunch of details about these halachos of Matanos. How many Kohanim do you divide the Matanos Kuhuna amongst? Can you eat we're going to discuss eating a behema where the Matanos were not yet given. Is there like a din of Tevel on Matanos? Which Kohanim qualify to receive Matanos? Do they have to know anything? Do they have to have any particular values? How do you eat the Matanos? Is there a specific way to cook it and a specific way to prepare the food of the Matanos? So that's going to be all the way at the end of the daf. So let's pick up again about 10 lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Amar Lach Rav. So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav, as far as any kasha that you have from a brisa, whether matanos are, whether levim are chayv matanos or not, tanoihi, that in fact is a machlokas tanoim detanya, because when the brisa discusses the avodas yom kippurim at the very end, so the pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'esol moed v'esamizbech yichaper v'alkanim v'alkalama hakol yichaper. So v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zelefnai v'lefnim. That's that which is mechaper for any tumah that happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ol Moed Zeheichal. That's a reference to Kapara for Tumah that happened in the Heichal. Mizbeach Kimashma'o. That refers to being Mechaper for someone who was Oved on the Mizbeach while he was Tameh. Yechaper Elu Azaros. That's Mechaper for Tumah that happened in the Azara. Kohanim Kimashma'o. That's what it sounds like, that the Kohanim who went into the Azara while they were Tameh, so there they get Kapara. And Amakahal Elu Yisrael. That's a reference to the Yisraelim that went into the Azara Betuma. Yechaper Elu Aleviim. Yechaper is an extra word, and we darshan that Leviim are also included in the Kapara for Tumas HaMikdash. Betanya Idach Yechaper Elu Avadim. And another Brisa says, no, the word Yechaper comes to include Avadim Kananim, that it's Mechaper if they went into the Mikdash while they were Tameh, because they also need Kapara, because any mitzvah that a woman is Chayivin, Avadim Kananim are also Chayivin. So and a woman is Musar and Tumas Mikdash, so Nevin Kanani is also going to be Musar and Tumas Mikdash. But why would the one Brisa say Yechaper Elu Halavim and the other say Yechaper Elu Avadim Kananim? My love, Baha Kamiflagi, Mistama, they're arguing about the following. Demar Savar Ikru Am, that the second Brisa assumes that Levium are already included in the phrase Am Hakahal. So and therefore, the word Yechaper is extra because they already know Levium. Umar Savar, and the Tana of the first Brisa says Lo Ikru Am, that Leviim are not called Am, and therefore I need another word in the Pasuk to be Marba Leviim, because they're not already included in the word Am. So you see that it's a Machlokas, so the Leviim are called Am, and therefore you can't ask Akasha An Rav, who is Masupak, from a Brisa that we do find that Leviim are called Am, and are Chayavim and Matanos, because it's a Suffolk, it's a Machlokas whether the Leviim are called Am or not. So it says Marva Rav, but wait, from Rav's perspective, once we know it's a machlokas, why is he mesupuk? Isfir le kaitana lema. If he holds that Levium are called Am, good. Say that Levium are called Am. Vishri le kaitana lema. And if he holds that Levium are not called Am, so say like that. So why is he Mesupak? So Mesapkle kaitana kaitana. He knows that it's a machlokas tanaim. He's not sure how to paskin. So that's why he says he's Mesupak. Darish Maremar. Maremar paskin at the end of the sugya. Hilchas hakavase de Rav. We paskin like Rav, that we treat it like a suffix where the Levium are called Am, and therefore you cannot take the matanos from them, because we don't know that they're necessarily chayiv. Vilchsa kavaseid Rav Chista, we paskin like Rav Chista, that if someone is mazik matnas kuna, or eats the matnas kuna, then they are pater, as that was the lengthy sugya that we had yesterday. So now the Gemara goes to a new discussion, giving matanos to a female kohen. Ula v'yov matanta l'kahanta. He would give the zro l'chayayim v'keva to a bas kohen, even though the pasuk says v'nasan l'kohen, it means kohen could mean both male and female, and it doesn't matter who she's married to, whether she's a Rashi points out, whether she's married to a Kohen or a Yisrael, because even though a Kohenis who's married to Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma, that's only because Truma has Kedusha, so anyone who's a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. But over here, it doesn't matter, Yisrael, Chaim, Vekeva don't have any Kedusha. They're allowed to be eaten by a Zar. It's just a din and din and mamanus that you're supposed to give it to a Kohen, so a Kohenis qualifies as well. So Yisvei Rava Lu'ula, Rava challenges that the Gemara says that a mincha that a bas kohen brings has a din of any other of a mincha that's brought by a regular person where it gets eaten. It doesn't have the special din of a minchas kohen, but minchas kohen ain't a ne'echeles. A carbon mincha that's brought by a kohen is burnt entirely on the mizbeach. A special din, exerts the cost of the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, I think, v'kol minchas kohen kalil tia lo te'echel, that any minchas kohen is entirely burnt, it's lo te'echel. Kohenes is not included. V'i amrit kohen afil kohenes, but if you can say that whenever we say kohen, it includes a kohenes as well. V'aksiv kol minchas kohen kalil tia lo se'achel. What are you going to do with that pasuk that tells me that a minchas kohen is supposed to be entirely burnt? How come a kohenes is not included in that pasuk? So amalei, so Ula says back to Rava, Rebbe, the Yad Malachi points out, he wasn't really his Rebbe. Ula was greater than Rava. He was speaking to him respectfully anyway. Mitumcha, that I could simply answer your question, that Aaron Uba that by the parsha of Korban Mincha it says Zos Toras HaMincha HaKrevosa B'nei Aaron. So once it says B'nei Aaron, we know to exclude B'nos Aaron. But Stam, when it says Kohen, the women are included as well. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that Kohen, when it says the word Kohen by Matanos, Kohen velo Kohenes. No, it's only male Kohanim. Kohenes is not included. V'il Motzasa Min HaMefurash. And we could learn from that, just like by Menachos, it means Kohen velo Kohenes, so too by Matnas Kuhuna means Kohen velo Kohenes. So Kohenes is not included in the Matnas Kuhuna. Now by Truma, it's clear that a Bas Kohen could take Truma as long as she's not married to a non-Kohen, and therefore Tosfos is Mesupak, since a Bas Kohen who is single is allowed to take Truma, so Kolshkein, she should be able to take the Matanos, because Truma is more Chomer than the Matanos, and therefore you have to say that the Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel is only excluding a Bas Kohen who's married to a Zar, or maybe no, maybe the Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Bas Kohen is not allowed to have Matanos at all, even if she's single, even if she's not married to a Zar. So a little bit unclear, but it's at least more limiting on a Bas Kohen, that if for sure a Bas Kohen is married to a Zar is not allowed to get Matanos. To Bei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they learned that when it says Kohen by Matanos, Kohen afilu Kohenes, it includes a Kohenes, even though normally Kohen means velo Kohenes, but there's a reason to dafka include a Kohenes over here, because the beginning of the pasuk says by the Matanos v'zeyye mishpata Kohanim, so it sounds like Kohanim velo Kohanos, so v'miyut achar miyut, v'ein miyut achar miyut, al rebels, it's a double miyut, and whenever you have a double miyut, it's inclusive rather than exclusive, and that's how we know that that a kohenes is also included. So even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying la halacha the same as Ula, right? Meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is also saying a kohenes is included, but it's for a different reason than Ula. Ula said it's because the word kohen means kohenes as well, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no, the word kohen means non-kohenes, but the word appears twice, and since the word appears twice, so to me it's achramiyah, and therefore it's l'rabo. So Rabbi Kiveger points out that there's enough gamina between these shitos. What about other matnas kunu? What about pidyon haben? If a kohenes is included in the word kohen, so you can give pidyon haben to a kohenes as well. But if it's a special riboy that you dafka have by Israel l'chayayim v'keva, so by pidyon haben the kohenes is not able to receive the pidyon haben money. So chapen nafgamina. What the reason that you hold the kohenes is allowed to take the matanos? Rav Kahana was, despite his last name or first name or whatever Kahana is, was not a kohen. As Rav Kahana was a Yisrael, but he was married to a kohenes. So achal b'shvil ishto, he got the matanos from his wife because he was able to receive matanos on account of his wife because he held that matanos kahuna are applied to a kohenes as well. And the assumption the Pri Chadash points out is that it's an anan sahadi that she's okay with her husband taking it, and therefore if she was megaladas that she doesn't want her husband to take it, then he's not allowed to take it. It's only because she was, it's through his wife, only because his wife approves of him taking it. So even though a Kohen is not allowed to be mezaka in the matanos, he's not allowed to be mezaka as matanos to a Yisrael, unless the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham Ani. Over here, since it's Ishto Kigufo, the Rishonim point out, so that's why the Kohen is allowed, the non-Kohen husband is allowed to take his wife's matanos. It works, it functions through the mechanism of Ishto Kigufo. The Ran points out it can't mean that he's allowed to eat it because of his wife, because he's allowed to eat it anyway, meaning it's not an iser for Zarim to eat it. Now from Rashi it sounds that Rav Kahana got these matanos because he held the reason of Ula, that Kohen includes even a Kohenes. So Rabbi Kiveger points out, why not say that he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's a Miyud Achar Miyud, and Miyud Achar Miyud comes to include a Kohenes? Why do you have to say that it's like Ula, that the word Kohen automatically means Kohenes? So he points out, Rabbi Kiveger points out, because in Kiddushin, Daf Ches, it tells us Rav Kahana took the Chomesh Shlom of Pidyon HaBen as well, and he was a Yisrael. So Mitzad Pidyon HaBen, what was his excuse? So you have to say that this is a broader concept, that whenever it says Kohen, it means Kohenes, and therefore he was Zochen Pidyon HaBen, Bishvil Lishto as well. So that was the Nafkamina between the, that Rabbi Kiveger had pointed out, between the two opinions. Rav Papa Achel Bishvil Lishto, Rav Yemer Achel Bishvil Lishto, Rav Idi Bar Avin Achel Bishvil Lishto. A lot of the Gedolei Amoraim who were married to a Bas Kohen were able to take Matlus Kuhuna. Amar Avina Amar Li Mareimar Hilchas HaKavase De Rav. We paskim like Rav that we're not sure where the Levim are called Am, and therefore you cannot take the matanos from them. We paskim like Rav Chista that if you're mazik matanos kunur, you eat them, you're pater, like we've said in the past two sugyas. And we paskim like Ula that you give matanos kunur to a kohenes. That's this sugya. And we also paskim something we haven't discussed at all, but we're just throwing in over here, that if a Bas Levi has a son, a firstborn son, you don't need to do Pidyon HaBen, because just like a son of a Levi is pater from Pidyon HaBen, the son of a Levi's daughter is also pater from Pidyon HaBen. So that's the, and the Rosh points out that we bring this psak over here because it's similar to that which Ula said about a Kohenes, meaning it's a case where a female is going to have the din of that Yichus, of the special Yichus, that just like a Kohenes gets the Matnas Kuhuna, so the Levia is going to exempt her child from Pidyon HaBen. There is a girsa that some of the Rishonim have, that Hilchas Kavasei D'Ravad Barava Aliba Demar Berei D'Rav Yosef. Because Ravad Barava said that a Levia Sheyolda, that there's a Ptur from Pidyon HaBen, but it's a Machlokas, a Meseches Bechoros, what the circumstances of that are. That there is one opinion of Meseches Bechoros, that that's only if it's a Levia Sheyolda from a husband who is a non-Jew, where there's no Yichus for the husband, so So then the bina is part of pidyon haben. But when there is yichus for the husband, because it's Yisrael, then that's going to override the fact that she's a Levia. So we're saying, no, we're not paskining that way. That even if she's married to a Jewish guy, but he's not a Kohen or a Levi, still the bina is pater from pidyon haben. Okay, so we said that manas kuna apply to imshor imse. They apply to behemos, but not to chayos. Tan rabbanan azrael chayim akeva noagim beklayim. They apply to klayim. Let's say both mother and father are behemos, but different types of behemos. And not only that, ubekoy, and it also applies to ukoy, where one of the parents of this behema is a chaya. Rabbi Lezer amar klayim abam min eiz min arachel chayv matanos. That klayim that come from a eiz and a rachel, both behemos are chayv matanos. Bakoy potim in matanos. But Rabbi Lezer says that that the matanos are not noheg by a koi, by an animal that one parent is a chaya. So the Gemara explains the brisa. Now this relates back to a sugya that we had in Parakos of Espino, where we also spoke about a koi. The Mishnah had said that a koi is chayiv in kisei adam misafek, because only dam chaya is chayiv in kisei adam, not dam behema. So maybe it has dam. Maybe it's considered dam chaya. So the it quotes over there the brisa that we have here, where you have machlokas or blessed on the chum whether a koi is chayiv in matanos. So the Gemara discusses what kind of koi are we talking about? If we're talking about where dad is a behema and mom is a chaya, or no? Are we talking about where dad is a chaya and mom is a behema? So the Gemara says that both by kisei adam and by this brisa that we're just talking about over here that we just quoted of Rabbi Lezer and the Chum about the matanos, we're talking about where dad is a chaya and mom is a behema. So the Gemara asks michti the kaimelon delin kisei adam matanos lo mishkachasei el betzvi habalat yosha. We had previously said in the sugya of Osov Espino that when discussing this very brisa that we just quoted, that the whole din, the whole machlokas about a koi is if it's a tzvi and a tayasha, dad is a chaya and mom is a behema. Ubein the Rabbi Lazar ben Rabban Misafkalu, and the safik is both, according to both Rabbi Lazar and the Rabban were Mesupak, ichoshin the Zaravi and choshin, whether who dad is matters. So there's a safik if this koi is entirely behema because mom is a behema, or do we say this koi is half chaya because we do care about the fact that dad happens to be a tzvi, that dad happens to be a chaya. So b'seh filu mitzah seh kamiflugi, and the machlokas of Lazar and Lechamim is when the Torah says seh, which means a behema is chayiv in matanos, does even something that's a partial behema, does that make it chayiv in matanos or not? So mar savar seh filu mitzah seh lechamim hold seh filu mitzah seh, so since it has at least a tzad behema from its mother's side, it's included in matanos. Umar savar seh filu mitzah lo amrinan, whereas Rabbi Eliezer will say being a mitzah seh is not good enough. Only a seh shalem is going to be chayiv. So bishlam Rabbi Lezer to pater. I understand why Rabbi Lezer will pater the koi from matanos because the father is a chaya and the mother is a behema. So the suffix is whether b'choshish l'zera av. So kasavar seva lo mitzaseh. He holds that only something that is a full fledged behema is chayiv in matanos, and this might not be a full fledged behema. El rabbanon hinami d'ksavi seva filu mitzaseh. But according to the rabbanon, even though enochinami they hold seva filu mitzaseh, and therefore this koi is at least a miktsaseh. So, but nevertheless, it's only a miktsaseh. So, why are we chayiv in matanos like a behema gemura? Why don't we at least take into account the fact that it's only a half a seh, and therefore palgal lishkol, give the kohen only half of the matanos because it's only half behema. Vidach palgal lemelay. And as far as the other half of the matanos, you should turn to the kohen and say, "Aiti raya dein choshen lezarav." Bring me a raya that who the father is doesn't matter. That the fact that the father's a chaya plays no role, ushkol, and then you can take the rest of the matanos. But until you're able to bring me such a raya, this is half a chaya, and therefore half the matanos you don't get. So Amar Rav Huna bar Chiya, my chayiv nami, deka amar chayiv bechatzi matanos. Yeah, that's exactly what we meant. That he's chayiv only in chatzi matanos, and not in the full matanos. So Masav Rabbi Zera challenges that the Braisa says koi yesh bo drachim shavim lebehima yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya. For some dinim a koi is like a behema, and for other dinim it's like a chaya. V'yesh bo drachim shavim lechaya vila behema, and in some ways it's like both. Ketzad, so to play it out, chelbo asr ki chelav behema. The chelav of a koi is asr like the chelav of a behema is asr. V'damu chayv l'chasos k'dam achaya. You got to do kisei adam on a kohen the same way you would do on a chaya. Drachim shavim l'behema u'l'chaya, and it has ways that it's similar to that it's like a behema and a chaya. Shadamu v'gido asurin k'behema v'chaya. That it's dam and it's gira nasha are asur like the isur of dam and the isur of gira nasha by both a behema and a chaya. But for our purposes, v'chayiv b'zroa u'l'chayayim v'keva, and it's chayiv b'zroa u'l'chayayim v'keva, like a behema, Rabbi Eliezer poter, and Rabbi Eliezer says that it's poter. But v'emisa, but if you're telling me that chum hold, that it's chayiv b'zroa u'l'chayayim v'keva only halfway, it's not chayiv in all the zroa u'l'chayayim v'keva, because you could say to the kohen, prove to me that ain't choshen l'zerav, so then chayiv b'chatzi matanos mi'bayilei. It should have said that it's chayiv in half the matanos, not all of them. So says Gemara, yeah, it's really only chayiv in half the matanos, but there was no way to say that. Meaning, since we already are talking about the dam and the chaylev, and there's no chatzi dam and the chatzi chaylev, so we use terminology that implies we're talking about all of it, even though in Echanami the din is it's really only chayiv in chatzi matanos. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Koi l'rabbanan, a koi, according to the Rabbanan, even though it could be only a chatzi behema, chayiv b'kulu matanos. That our analysis was incorrect. It's not only chayiv in chatzi matanos, it's chayiv in all matanos, because the Tanya, the Brisa, darshans the pasuk that shor matamalomar, im shor, that the pasuk says shor, what does it tell me? What's the extra word im doing? L'rabbo says a klayim, that it's coming to tell me a klayim, an animal that both parents are behemos, but different types of behemos. And se matam lomer, what's it coming to teach me? Imse, why does it have the extra word of imse? L'rabbel says a koi, to tell me that a koi is chayiv in matanos, like a behema, meaning full matanos, not partial matanos. V'Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says that a koi is potter from matanos. Hay im lomeli, what do we do with the word im? Well, by lelechalik, that's coming to tell me that you're chayiv matanos if you shecht a shor, and you're chayiv matanos if you shecht a se. Without the word im, I would have thought that you're only chayiv matanos if you shecht both a shor and a se. So the word im is playing a very critical role to tell me that if you shecht just one, that you're going to be chayiv matanos. V'rabbanan l'chalik minalu, how did the rabbanan know l'chalik? Nafkalu me'is zovche hazevach. It says hazevach, not hazvachim. So we see that even with just shechting one, v'rabbi lezer, hay me'is zovche hazevach mayavaday. What does Rabbi Lezer do with zovche hazevach? Mi'bay l'chadrava da'amarava hadinim atal. We use that for that which Rava teaches us, that the din of the Kohen, when he wants to go and collect his matanos, he can go straight to the butcher that shechted the behema, and not to the bailim of the animal. The butcher can't say, it's not my problem, go to the bailim. The butcher's responsibility before the shochet's responsibility, when a bailim brings him an animal and says, I want you to shech my animal for me, the shochet should say, okay, which Kohen do you want me to give the matanos to? Because I'm going to distribute the matanos. So the Kohen can go straight to the shochet. So that's what we learn from Zovchei HaZevach, that's who you go to get the matanos. Okay, new Mishnah. Bechor shenis ariv b'meyev. You have a Bechor behema, which is potter from matanos kun, is potter from Zorah l'chayim v'keva, but the Bechor gets mixed in with 100 other animals. So b'zman shemeya shochtin is kulan, when you have 100 different people shechting, each one is shechting one of the animals, so potter is kulan. None of them need to give Zorah l'chayim v'keva, because each one could say, maybe the one that I ended up with is the Bechor, and hamotzi mechaver, olaf harai. Prove to me that I don't have the Bechor. But echad shochet is kulan. But if one person is shechting all 100 animals, then potzen lo echad. Then one of them is potter, because there is only one that is a Bechor that's in the mix, that's in fact potter. So the rest are going to be chayiv. So 99 behemos are going to be are not Bechoros, and you have to give matanos from 99 of them. Hashochet lekohen, if you shecht the behema for a kohen, ulo v'chabmor for a guy, potter min matanos, so you're potter from matanos. The mishtatev imayin, if a Jew makes a shutvus meaning a lot of times ovid chavim, as we know in Shas, it doesn't mean ovid chavim. It doesn't matter what kind of guy he is, whether he's ovid chavim mazalos or not, he's exempt. That was I was just listening to Breidowitz just mentioned that the censors always added in ovid. The Christian censors added in ovid chavim mazalos because they're not ovid. Christians are not ovid chavim mazalos, but they're goyim. So they didn't like the word guy in the so they always added, changed everything to Ovdik Chav. He said that in some editions the censors really messed up because it was Goyachad Mikamcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, and it was Mikamcha Yisrael Akumechad Ba'aretz, you know, so that's obviously incorrect. V'mishtatif imahen, if Yisrael becomes a shutaf in a behema with a Kohen or an Ovdik Chavim, Sarach Shirshom, he's got to make a physical mark on the behema so that people will realize this behema is not exclusively owned by Yisrael, and that's why we're not giving the matanos. V'yamamar chutz min matanos, if when the Kohen sells part of the behema to Yisrael, he's saying, I'm selling it to you except for the matanos in it, then pater min matanos. The guy who's buying it is pater from matanos because that remained with the Kohen, and therefore you don't need to mark it. It's not even necessary to make a simon on it. Amar, if Yisrael says to someone else, mechor li b'nei me'eha shel para, sell me the insides of this para, v'ayi ben matanos, and included in that was one of the matanos, was the keva. So noson the Kohen, the lokech gives it to a Kohen, v'ayi menakla min adamim, but the mocher doesn't have to lower the price of the b'nei me'ayim that the guy had bought, because the lokech knew that there's a keva in all the b'nei me'ayim, and that was not included in the sale, and he paid full price for everything else. Lekachon emenu b'mishkal, if he bought the basar by weight and included in the what they were weighing was the keva, so noson the Kohen, the lokech has to give it to the Kohen because it's matnas kuna u'menakla min adamim, but he does subtract from the money the weight of the keva. So says the Gemara, va'amai, going back on the first part of the Mishnah, that if you have a bukhar that's mixed in with 100 other animals, so they're all, and 100 different people shach them, everybody's going to be potter because everyone can claim I have the bukhar and therefore I'm potter. Va'amai, why should that be the case? You have a love coin Mishnah Stadim. A coin could come and say, me man of shuch, you owe me the matnos kuna. Le'malei, ibacharhu kuludidihu. If it's a bachar, the whole behema belongs to me as a matnas kuna. Bachar is one of the matnas kuna. V'ilav bacharhu. So it's in your best interest to claim that the animal you have is not a bachar. If it is a bachar, you got to give me the whole thing. And if it's not a bachar, havli matanasai. At least give me my matanos. So shouldn't you have to give the matanos at least to a kohen based on that miman of shach? So I'm Rav Elshaya bebali te kohen and bechal Yisrael bemumo. The case is a bechor that already was given to a Kohen and it developed a mum, so the Kedusha of the carbon went away and it was sold to Yisrael. So even such a bechor is pater from Matnos Kuna, but the Kohen is no Taina Mitzad bechor anymore. So there is no Miman of Shach. But Eina Chinami, if it was a regular bechor, the Kohen could come with a Miman of Shach. Hashoch the Kohen let come pater min Matanos. So we said that if you shecht an animal that belongs to a Kohen or an Ovid Chavim, it's pater from Matanos. V'listening Kohen v'avicham pater min Matanos. Such a strange way to say it, that if you shecht for a Kohen, just say that a Kohen and Ovid Chavim are not chayiv in this mitzvah of Matnas Kuna. So Rav is also meres, hadin matabach. Ah, this is what we quoted before, that Rav said that the butcher, the shochet, plays a role over here. He's the one that distributes the matanos. So that's why when we talk about these halachos and who's chayiv and who's pater, we talk in terms of the shochet, because he's going to be the one that that deals with the Kohen. Darash Rav. Rav darshan's the pasuk that it says v'zei yemishpat ha'kohanim me'es ha'am, so me'es ha'am v'lo me'es ha'kohanim. The ha'kohanim are not called am. K'shu omer me'es zovche ha'zevach, when the pasuk goes on to say the very next phrase is me'es zovche ha'zevach, and it doesn't say me'es ha'am zovche ha'zevach. It says me'es zovche ha'zevach. Havi omer, from we could learn that zovche ha'zevach are chayv matanos even if they're not from those people that are called am. Afilu tabach kohen b'mashma, that if the shochet is himself a Kohen, that if he shechs his own behemos in order to sell them to other people, so he has to give matnos kuna. It's only when he's shechting for himself that a Kohen is pater from matnos kuna. But if you have a Kohen who's a shochet and he's shechting animals to sell to other people, it's chayiv in matnos kuna. Ushpazichlid Rabbi Tavla, a person who was staying over at Rabbi Tavla's inn or his house, Kohen, have happened to have been a Kohen, vavadachlid milsen, he was very poor, so asal kamed Rabbi Tavla, he came to Rabbi Tavla to get an Eitza about his Parnasa. So Rabbi Tavla says, I have a great idea. Zil Ishtatev Pati Tavcha Yisrael. Go make a shutfus with Jewish shochtim, with Yisraelim shochtim, demigo de mipatri mimatanta, mishtatvi ba'adach. Because you're going to patrif them from Matnus Kuna, they're going to be happy to make the shutfus. It's a great business opportunity. So they'll be wanting mimshtatev with you and give you a chelik of the behema, because now they're going to get to keep more parts of the behema, since there's a kohen shutfus in it. So once there's a kohen shutfus in it, it's going to be potter. So chive Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, they made the shutfus. Rav Nachman says, they're all chayv matnas kuna anyway. So Amalei. So the guy said, the Israel who took on the shutfus said, Rabbi Tavla patron. Rabbi Tavla said, they're potter. Amalei zil apik. Go and give these matnas kuna to Kohanim. V'ilom afiknulach Rabbi Tavla miyunach. Otherwise, I'm going to take Rabbi Tabla out of your ears, which might mean I'm going to put him in chayrim, or I'll bring rayas against him. So also Rabbi Tabla kamed Rav Nachman. Rabbi Tabla went to Rav Nachman and said, what's going on over here? I'm like, my time over, Marachi. Why did you tell him that it's chayv matanos? The Mishnah says that if there's a shutfus of a kohen, it's part of matanos. I was just saying what it says in the Mishnah. How can you go against the Mishnah? So I'm like, so Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Tabla, I'll tell you how. Tchi also Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Midrama. When Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ziknei Dorum Amru, he quoted Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the name of the Ziknei Dorum, that Kohen Tabach, that if a Kohen becomes a butcher, Shtayim V'Shalosh Shabbosos, for 2 or 3 weeks, Potem and Matanos. He's not going to have give the Matanos, because he's not yet Kavua as a butcher, and we can assume he's just shechting for himself, and if it happens to be, other people are buying from him, so he's willing to sell to them, but he's primarily shechting for himself, and that's why it's Potem from Matanos. But Mikan V'Hilch, you see, he keeps on shechting. After 2 or 3 weeks, Chayv B'Matanos. Then he's Chayv in Matanos. Because he's shechting in order to sell, and when you shecht in order to sell, you're chayiv in matanos. So that's what's going on over here. Whenever you're shechting, even though there's an ownership of a kohen in it, but if the purpose is to sell, then it's chayiv in matanos. So at least give him the 2 or 3 weeks. You told them right off the bat. So that's only if we don't know that he's being koveya himself as a person who is selling. If he's koveya himself from day one as someone who's selling, then he's chayiv right away. Amr of Chista, hay kana del mafresh matanta lahavi b'shamta delokei Yisrael. A kohen who sells behemoths to other people and is not mafresh matanos kuna is in a chayrim. Amr of Barashila, hani tabchi du hutzal, the butchers of hutzal, kaima b'shamta de Rav Chista, ha esem v'tatin shnin. They're in this chayrim of Rav Chista for 22 years because they were not being mafresh matanos kuna to other kohanim. So the mayhilch, so why does he have to tell me that they were in a chayrim for such a long time? If it's to tell me that after such a long time we're not going to put them in nidui viter, because what's the point? They're doing it anyway. The whole point of the nidui is to stop them from doing it. It's not working, right? It's been 22 years and they're still doing it. Vatanya, but doesn't the Braisa say that b'medvar mamur? When do we say that we're not minada someone who violates isurim repeatedly? That's been mitzvah sosa say. That's a mitzvah sosa say where there's a din of misas bezin or kares that they can get the very serious onesh that is awaiting them, so Beis Din doesn't have to add to that a nidui of mitzvah saseh. But when it comes to mitzvah saseh, like you tell it, we started today with avodas yom kippurim. Now we're talking about sukkah, all within shloshim yom. So I say you tell him make a sukkah, and he doesn't want to make a sukkah. Lula venosa, take a lulav. He doesn't want. I say tzitzis venosa. You tell him to make tzitzis, and he's not interested. Makanosacha teitzei nafsho. So you beat him up until you know. So therefore, it would make sense to continue to put him in Nidui for a mitzvah saseh of matnus kuna as well. Ella kansin luhu below asriyasa. Now the reason he said that they were in Nidui for 22 years is that after such a long time we can make a knas on them without any further hasra'a, because they've been in Nidui for such a long time. But prior to that we shouldn't make a knas without a hasra'a. Ki ad Rava konis atma, like Rava was koni someone who did not give the matnus kuna, and he would take the full thigh of the behema and give it to a kohen instead of just taking the shok. He would take a much larger piece of the behema as a knas. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak konas glima. He would take the person's clothing. Vamar of Chista echad Vamar of Chista zrova leechad keva leechad lechayim leshnayim. Totally separate in. How many kohanim do you distribute the matanos among? You give the zrova to one kohen, the keva to one kohen, the lechayim to two other kohanim. Eini vakayas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef amarava palginu garma garma. In Eretz Yisrael they would divide up each bone bone. Every bone was given to Kohanim. So Hasam bit the Torah. Over there it was talking about an ox. It was a gigantic animal, so they would subdivide it even further. You're not supposed to eat an animal that you haven't taken the matnas kuna from. It's like eating tevel. But we do not paskin like that. We don't paskin that there's tevel in matnas kuna. When you eat matnas kuna, it should be only roasted. And you should eat it with some good spicy mustard. My time, why should you eat it roasted with spicy mustard? We give you recipes. There's a matnas kuna recipe book of how to eat it. So I'm a crock because the pasuk says lemashcha. So we darshan legedula, kedarak shamalachim ochlim, that it's supposed to be eaten in a very dignified way, in the way that the kings would eat. So tzli, chardel, that's the way to eat matnas kuhuna. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with V'yomar Rav Chisda at the bottom. Everyone have a great day.